Nearly 3 years after it started, the Consensus Commission released its final report Thursday with dozens of recommendations on how to modernize local government. WAER Scott Willis reports they include everything from infrastructure and public safety to economic development and municipal operations.
The 19-member volunteer commission collected reams of data, held more than 100 meetings, and gathered comments from thousands of residents to arrive at the 110-page report. Co-chair Neil Murphy says it's a chance to embark in a new direction.
Are we going to chart our own future against fiscal winds? Are we going to be able to create a unique approach, much like other communities are taking on today, examining their fiscal picture and how they're going to manage that fiscal picture? So we have a unique opportunity to start here in Syracuse.
The report identifies nearly $33 million in annual savings. Commission co-chair Jim Walsh says some ideas are just common sense efficiencies.
The close-in suburbs, Salve, DeWitt, Mattydale, for example, their streets connect with the city streets. So it makes some sense to create a core highway system whereby those streets are plowed and maintained and signed all by one entity.
But saving money was not the commission's sole focus. President and CEO of CGR, Joe Stefko, helped gather and analyze the data to find ways to provide the best service.
You'll see in the menu of 50 recommendations, there are a number of them where there's no identifiable cost savings. In those cases, the commission identified either a service gap or a service need.
The consensus report also recommends a consolidated city-county police force and, perhaps most notably, a combining of the city and county into a single metropolitan government. Commission co-chair Catherine Richardson says the new model would not only be more inclusive for residents, it might be more appealing to businesses.
It does attract economic development. It's because it really shows us out in the front, our community that's taken a hold of its own destiny, and businesses want to come into an environment like that, where it can be streamlined. They don't have to deal with multiple governments.
But the recommendation of a metropolitan government was not well received by Mayor Stephanie Miner. In a harshly worded statement, she says the fatally flawed approach would disenfranchise people of color and other underrepresented groups. The commission's recommendations could be presented to voters in a referendum this November. Scott Willis, WAER News.